بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن البراء رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من مسلمين يلتقيان فيتصافحان إلا غفر لهما قبل أن يتفرقا. This is a new chapter regarding مصافحة, shaking of hands. والترهيب من الإشارة في الإسلام and discouraging, warning against just making mere indications as a form of greeting. Hazrat Bara radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when two Muslims meet and they make musafaha, musafaha means that they place their hands, both their hands and their palms in the hands of the Muslim brother, such that the thumbs, the bottom of the thumbs, they meet. It doesn't mean that person has to hold the next person's thumb, but it must be right till the joint of the thumb. Some people, when they make salam, they just give the fingers. That is not the sunnah practice. The sunnah practice is to place the whole, both hands, into the hands of the Muslim brother, right till it meets the bottom of the thumb. So that is musafaha, and there's no shaking of the hands. That practice of shaking of the hands is not an Islamic practice, literally shaking of the hand. Islamic practice is just clasping, just making musafaha, where the hands meet. So when two Muslims meet and they clasp their hands and they make musafaha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all their minor sins before they depart. And there are many such ahadith that are mentioned here on the same note, that when two Muslims meet and they greet in this manner, and this is the completion of salam. Musafaha is the completion of salam. Ghufira lahuma qabla an yatafarraqa. Allah Ta'ala forgives them their sins before they depart. Every teaching of Islam is filled with benefits, barakat, nur, and there are definitely great rewards behind the teachings of Islam. All we have to do is try to fulfill to the best of our ability with all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to fulfill all the actions of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.